And we are here in the land of the internets. My name is not Eddie.
And the person across from me is not Jesse.
He's not? Who the hell is he then?
You said my name's not Eddie and I'm not Jesse, so...
You said the person across from me is not Jesse.
Well, it doesn't really matter.
We are the Battling Jesters. Facebook.com/TheBattlingJestersNetwork. Look us up on iTunes. Look us up on Podomatic. We are here to talk to you about the Olympics now that they are over. We just wanted to run over some of our fun favorite topics. We're probably not going to run 50 minutes, and we really do apologize for about that super long video games blog.
Yeah, so everyone likes video games, so it doesn't matter.
I know. That's the one that we've got the most feedback from ever since we started, so I'm cool with that. So we're going to pull up the medal count. Number one, of course, was...
The United States with 104 overall.
That's incredible. Number two...
China, 88.
China. And I like how people are using, like, the population thing as like, a gauge for, like, oh, if Great Britain had as many people as China. Okay, well, how many medals did India get?
Not that many.
Okay, you want to talk about population? I mean...
Yeah, but they're not that good at sports, so...
They're good at cricket.
That's not a... I don't think that's a medaling sport.
No, you know why? Because only India is good at it.
No, Great Britain's supposed to...
Well, India and Great Britain.
Australia plays it.
Right. But I just think that whole population argument is ridiculous. And somebody brought up Jamaica.
Number three was Great Britain at 65 medals. So
right. And
it's not bad.
Well, the truth of that matter is, you know, the host country... If it's a big country, we'll always have a great amount of medals just because they get automatic qualifiers for every single event.
Sure, but that doesn't mean that they automatically get a medal.
Well, they're going to work harder because they will qualify for everything, whereas there are years where Great Britain won't try in some sports because they know they're not... Or, you know, it's the same with any country that hosts. So, you'll see it any year. Any year that it's a host country, they're going to try harder, and they've got all the AQs.
So, what do you talk about Beijing in 2008 when we still beat them?
They were up there.
Yeah. They're always up there.
I was more than surprised that that we beat them that year, but then I realized that once the ping pong and everything is done, and it gets to track and field, China disappears. So,
yeah, and swimming is our sport, too. So
right, and I don't understand why China doesn't put any, like... effort into things like that. Like, I understand, but I don't understand.
Because they don't want people swimming away from their country?
That's true.
And running as fast as they can away?
There's nowhere to run in China. Oh, that explains it. There's nowhere to run in China. There's no room.
Yeah.
Mudsliding would be a good Olympic sport for India.
Oh.
All right, number four, I'm going to guess Russia.
I actually don't have that up. Let me pull it up real quick. Sorry.
Look at this guy.
Next one was the Russian Federation. Yep.
How much? Not enough.
Does it say? It says 82, but that's got to be wrong. That's got to be 62.
Okay, and then I'm guessing next would probably be Germany.
Nope. Actually, it was the Republic of Korea.
Korea?
South Korea.
North or South?
The Republic is a South.
Oh, okay. Oh, the Democratic or whatever they're calling. Yeah, okay. Good for Korea. Wow.
They're really good at archery.
Those first 3 days
sports.
By
the way, one of the sports that I wanted to talk about was the archery.
Yeah.
And one of the most amazing parts of the Olympics was they had Clockgate in the Olympics. As a Blue Jackets fan, we all know what Clockgate was, right?
L.A.
Well... With only one second left on the clock and time to go to an overtime one hit over, they were on a dead draw, this Korean lady and this German. Somehow within that 1 second she was able to lunge backwards, then lunge forwards, and swashbuckle and touch. The clock never changed from 1 second.
Archery?
No, it was fencing.
Oh, you said archery.
I said fencing. anyway, but so she swashbuckled back.
Which is physically impossible to jump back
in 1 second.
Yeah.
And yet, and she stood on the stage there on the fencing platform for 45 minutes crying because even though they went to review, the review was overturned in favor of it's correct, it was also...
Wow.
And they went again into a further review. She finally had to be physically escorted out by security of the building. Because in fencing, if you leave the stage, you have given up your dispute. She was going to stand there until...
Wow.
Forever. It was one of the most... Yeah, it feels bad for her, but on team fencing of some sort in Korea, they won a silver medal. So.
Team fencing?
Yeah, well, you get points for both of the teams, and you'll go...
Oh.
You'll do one-on-ones, but
okay.
You'll go through...
Saber foil.
One,
and,
yeah.
Okay.
You'll go through as a group. And so their team did eventually win a silver medal of Korea.
So South Korea, Taryn, yeah. Wow. How, and then...
Then Germany, then okay. France, then Italy, then Hungary.
Okay. Okay. Somebody, there's a meme going around about Kazakhstan having a bunch of gold medals. Is that true, or is that just something?
Kazakhstan had 7 medals.
7 gold medals.
Yeah.
Wow.
Probably all in weightlifting and kung fu, or not kung fu, but judo.
Judo. Yep. Gotta be.
Stuff like that.
Gotta be.
I mean, those are their sports.
So, any surprise in there? Maybe the Korea is kind of a surprise, I would think. You know, Germany, since the split, has really... Because before the split, East Germany, West Germany were right there at the top for a good period of time.
East Germany was always at the top, but they were cheating. So.
Right. Right. And we all knew that. And... But it was, but still, the point being, you know,
the East German ladies were actually East German
men. Oh, no. That was pretty
how
funny.
How much hormones they were pumping into.
Oh, no. No, well, some of them actually were men. So, I mean, like, they came back and they were like, oh. But, any surprises there outside of that?
Well, Cuba got 5 gold medals.
That's
up to 14 total.
Yeah, and they took baseball out, so.
Yeah.
Why did they take baseball out of the Olympics? Because nobody would play?
Baseball. They took baseball and softball, women's softball, out for BMX biking.
BMX biking. I'm sitting at work. I did not know BMX biking was an Olympic sport. I am sitting at work, and I'm looking up, and it's like a 27-second run.
Yeah.
Up a hill, around the corner, up 3 more hills, and that was it. And I was like, this is not an Olympic. There's no freaking way is that an Olympic sport over baseball or softball. Softball, I understand. Baseball, no way.
I'm still wondering why how snowboarding is an Olympic event over skateboarding still.
Skateboarding's
been around a lot longer than snowboarding, yet snowboarding in the Winter Olympics has now become an event.
Mm.
And both of them are judged sports. So.
Yeah, and they're judged pretty much the same for a lot of them.
Yeah, especially if you're doing half pipe only.
Right.
If you're going to do half pipe only in skateboarding, that's fine. Just make sure that it's a goddamn Olympic sport.
I really don't get it. If we're going to integrate the X Games sports in, like BMX biking, skateboarding would be the logical first choice.
Yeah. Considering it's the first one of all of them.
Yeah. Like, come on. I don't know. That's crazy. Outside of that, you know, I thought it was a fun Olympics. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Did you hear about the badminton controversy?
Yes, but... Go ahead and explain it, because that just blew my mind.
There were 4 teams that were shaving points.
They were
shaving points.
They were losing on purpose.
To gain money for...
Well, to get betting. A better draw.
And to gain money on betting.
Was it really for betting?
There was parts of it for betting, yeah.
Okay, because I heard about the better draw part, where it was like the top-ranked teams were losing to crappy teams so that they could play even crappier teams in the next round.
Yeah.
Why did they change the way badminton was set up?
Same, probably because there's too many teams, so they had to do
badminton,
round robin tournament.
Have they had a different gold medalist ever in badminton?
I don't know.
Same with ping pong. It's the same teams that win gold and silver every year.
Not really. No, there's been...
China, Japan, Korea.
No, actually, the Netherlands is... I think it's either Netherlands or Norway is really good at badminton.
How did the Netherlands do in medals? Because they're good at a lot of things.
Looking down the list here...
You always see one good Netherlands swimmer, one good Netherlands runner, one good... You know, they have, like, one really good athlete for every sport.
It doesn't look like they were anywhere near the top at all.
I'm not surprised at that. They don't have...
Ireland had 5 medals, which go Ireland. I believe that
means... Scotland bottoming out at 0 like usual.
Scotland's not in part. They're part of Great Britain.
Are they?
Yeah. That's the shitty thing about the Olympics is Great Britain as a whole is a country, so Scotland is part of Great Britain. Instead of separating them up, England, Welsh,
right, Scotland. And Scotland. Man, that's
and stupid. Northern Ireland.
Well, wait. Oh, okay. So wait. So so the Netherlands are their own thing. But what about then Denmark isn't like
Denmark's its own country as well.
Well, they don't think about these things.
Netherlands had 20 medals.
Yeah. See, the Netherlands is a hot shot for being a little bitty country. So
Japan had 38 though. So that's a little bitty hot shot for Canada's more.
Japan has way more people than the Netherlands. Way more people.
Yeah, there's maybe way more people, but it's a tiny little island that's...
True. Size-wise, yes.
Tsunamied.
Every year. And people are still surprised every year when it happens. It's like the people who live in Mississippi who won't move because that's where their family lived, and every year they're floating down the river at the couch. Oh, we can't move. Yeah, okay. Don't complain to us then when you're floating down a river every year because it's going to flood in that same place every year.
And Usain Bolt is clearly the fastest man on the planet.
My goodness gracious. And he held up again.
Yeah.
He would have smashed his own record if he didn't hold up.
I'm just, obviously, if this was a video podcast, you would have seen me do the Usain Bolt.
Mm-hmm. But the little Superman thing.
No, it's a bolt.
Here's what
it's
I don't understand.
It's a lightning bolt. That's the thing. It's a lightning
bolt.
That's
how much I pay attention to him. Here's the thing I don't understand. What is with the chewing the gold medals?
That's chewing of medals, period. It's just a proof that it's real. It's not a piece of plastic.
That's so freaking cheesy, man.
Everyone does it.
I know.
Forever since probably.
I know. Since the beginning. I'm sure since Greece, 1896.
No, because Greece didn't actually give medals.
Oh, yeah.
They gave
wreaths. The head.
Wreaths and a good pat on the back. It said, go back to your country and... beat the other guys in the war.
Go back to America. Okay, so those are the medals. I wanted to talk about Michaela Maroney. Because the gymnast.
Oh, okay.
That is the most popular topic on the internet right now.
She is not amused.
Yeah.
The internet meme.
I have never seen... I've watched a lot of Olympics in a lot of years. I've never seen that sort of... ungraceful lack of sportsmanship in my life. Just the whole during the anthem scowling, covering her medal, looking away. It's just that's disgusting.
For which one was that?
The girl when she got for the vault. She did her vault and she fell, and that's why she got silver.
Okay,
she should be happy that she got silver because. Yeah. But the Russian girl got gold, and so that picture of her is after they gave her the medal. She's. If you watch the whole picture, she's looking away from the Russian girl, and the Russian girl's, you know, waving to the crowd because she won her gold, and I'm sure the bronze medalist is waving because she got bronze.
Yeah.
And she's just, I'm just a bitch.
Well,
she looks like a bitch, so.
She probably is.
I'm sure all those gymnasts are either spoiled rotten or.
Actually, Gabby's not.
Gabby's definitely not, and big props to Gabby. You know, she was not the favorite going in.
Not at all.
She was probably third or fourth. She was probably fourth on the U.S.'s list of people.
Fourth or fifth.
Yeah, and she came, and it was a shock that she got in, and then she won it all. So.
She wasn't even supposed to be in the Olympics.
No.
She was like the alternate.
I think she's only there because Shawn Johnson got hurt.
Something like that.
Yeah, so Shawn Johnson, who apparently thinks she's a supermodel now. But
And yeah, whatever.
She's cute.
But Gabby was... great.
Yeah. Big props to the U.S. gymnast girls. Second gold ever.
The floor exercise, which one? That did Hava Nagila to her thing? I can't remember her name.
She is fantastic.
Huh?
I said they were fantastic.
Yeah, okay.
They were fantastic.
The Fab Five, which that was just so annoying. It's like, no, the Fab Five are Michigan's basketball team. These are... female.
Five really good gymnasts.
Yeah.
They always have to have some dumb nickname. And while we're talking about dumb nicknames, what were we talking about the most on our Olympic opening podcast?
I don't remember.
Oh, the basketball team.
Yes, the dream team.
The basketball team that barely won gold against Spain.
Yes, but that's because Spain kept scoring and scoring and scoring and scoring. And I'm sorry.
America couldn't stop them?
And I'm sorry, compare that to the Dream Team, and you guess what would have happened. The Dream Team probably would have lost that match to this Spanish team.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Despite the fact that they're three times as good defensively?
Yeah, they would have lost. The only reason that they might have eked it out, like always, was because of Michael Jordan.
I'm sorry. The interior postmen for the 92 Dream Team
wouldn't have been able to do anything to Pau Gasol.
The Gasols would not have pushed around Patrick Ewing.
Yes, they would have.
No, they wouldn't have.
Ewing was is getting old by that time, I'm pretty sure. That was what?
92.
Second or third?
Ewing came out in like 85, so he might have been in his seventh year.
Yeah, he's already old. Dude, Ewing was old.
Barkley?
Always looking old.
I think Barkley would have just punched Gasol in the face by then.
Yeah, and would have gotten technical to thrown out of the game.
But there'd be
they
no
weren't
Gasol.
Even. The original Dream Team never played basketball at all during the tournament. They didn't play basketball.
I still think if you're going to compare yourself to that team, regardless of circumstance, regardless of whatever, you've got to come in and blow everybody out. And they didn't.
They blew out half of the teams.
Exactly.
And they did a very good job of blowing out half of those teams.
Well, yeah, Tunisia.
The new world of basketball has completely changed.
It has.
Because of the Dream Team.
So it has.
20 years in the future, guess what? The kids that were growing up going, I want to be like Mike all around the world.
They all suck.
Yeah.
Okay. I was watching the bronze medal game, and the teams combined shot like 26%.
Yeah, but that's not like
that's because
Spain.
They suck.
And there's some really good teams out there. Spain.
Okay,
one of them.
If the bronze medal game, which is the third and fourth best team, they can't even shoot 30% between the two of them.
Kobe should go play for Italy.
Kobe should play somewhere. Well, Kobe's done. That's
yeah, but Kobe should done, play for so. Italy just to prove your point. Just to prove your point that the world's not good enough. Kobe will go score 80 points for Italy every
no,
time.
No, that's fine. I mean, Italy will still lose every game, but...
Michael Phelps. Obviously,
Michael
we got
Phelps.
To bring that up because he's the greatest athlete of all time.
Here's the statistic that blew my mind about Michael Phelps that I didn't realize. He got gold in every race. Not just every race that, like... He didn't just win gold in every race. He had all but two races that he competed in. He won gold in all but two. He medaled in both of those. He got
this year.
He got the silver and then the bronze. And the bronze was in like 2004, his first Olympics.
Well, he's got out of his 24 medals, he's got 18 gold.
Your numbers are off.
No, that's right.
I thought it was 21 medals.
No, he was over 21 medals. I think it was 20. No, it was 22 medals.
22 medals, okay.
Yeah, out of 22, he has 4.
Right. Was it?
Yeah.
I thought it was just the 2.
He has 8.
Maybe it was the 2 this year and then the 1 that was in 04, because in 08 he got all gold, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 3. So, but that just blew my mind that he didn't. There was no fourth place finishes. There was no fifth place finishes. There was none of that.
Well,
it was
need to.
It was gold or bust. And anybody who and people are writing up about how other people are the greatest athletes of all time. No.
No.
Don't even put yourself.
Close.
And it's not even that I like Michael Phelps, and I've never been someone who's come out and given Michael Phelps high praise, but. There's no way you can say otherwise.
Stoners are awesome.
There's no... I saw this hilarious meme. Reese's Puffs now sponsored by Michael Phelps. Did you see that?
I've seen
and
so many
it's got him
things.
With the bong. I've
seen so many of these things right now. Like it's just clearly he can now go smoke as much weed as he wants.
He can do whatever he wants.
Yep.
Get some endorsements that aren't Subway.
Eat fresh.
So Michael, I mean, all props, you know, Phelps and Bolt both are just athletes that are way ahead of their time.
Yeah.
And
that South African on the carbon fiber legs.
Oscar Pistorius?
Yep. That's a pretty good story.
That is.
I mean, he's going to be playing in the Paralympics. Because he's already placed for that.
Well, a lot of people were saying he had, like, an unfair advantage. And I was like, how does he have an unfair advantage if he didn't even win gold in the Paralympics?
Well, he's won gold in the Paralympics.
Right, but
he, didn't win
he
gold
has,
in the
like,
Olympics.
2 golds in the Paralympics and 3 bronzes. So it's like, he's not...
And, no, the reason why
he doesn't have an advantage.
The reason why they're
he
saying
doesn't.
He has an unfair advantage is those legs that he has.
Yeah, the spring.
Sorry. Are lighter than normal legs, so therefore it makes him go faster.
Not true. Well, technically true,
if that's giving you an advantage, why does it every runner cutting their legs off.
Right. Well, if that gave him an advantage, why didn't he qualify? He didn't even come close to qualifying. He was dead last in the semifinal heat.
Which, that means he qualified to the quarterfinals.
Right, but he didn't. He was dead last in the semi-heat, yeah. Which puts him, out of and all the runners, that puts him like 36th.
And the one that won the gold medal swapped name badges with him.
That was probably one of the more cool things I saw in the Olympics.
Yeah. I think the American gymnasts were really unprofessional all the way around.
You think so?
They didn't sit with all the other gymnasts.
That's true, and I didn't get that. Why were America and Russia over there by themselves?
It was America by themselves. Russia was with the Chinese and everybody else.
Oh, okay. Russia was just at the very end of it.
It seemed like the men's team was more civil with the other groups.
No surprise there.
I don't understand it. I mean, I can understand why.
No, it makes sense. They're guys.
I can understand those the Russian doll-looking girls being quite upset with the American team, because that looked so rude every time.
It did, I agree. But, I mean, and it really seemed like really the only one who didn't look like a total bitch all the time was Gabby.
Yeah, and yet for her performances in the single event, she was the last one to come out of the back room,
yep,
hiding away from everybody else. And
shyness.
Yeah. Well, shyness or coaches giving her drugs right before it. I don't know. Just kidding.
Blasphemy. Are you going to make it through this podcast?
Yeah.
You're like dying over there.
No, I'm fine now.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You gulp like a whole bottle of water and you're dying.
Yeah, been worse.
Okay.
Another great thing, the U.S. female soccer team.
Yeah.
Dominating.
Well.
Dominating.
Two comeback wins at the end.
Well, actually, one comeback win from the beginning.
Right. Then, well, at the end of the Olympics, yeah, the games that mattered.
Well, no, the second to last game was go down 1-0, come back and score. Go down 2-0 or 2-1, come back and score. Go
I
down
guess we three, have two one, different descriptions two. Of what dominance is.
And come back and score, and then win right with a lot of time. I believe in the actual final game, the gold medal match against Japan, we scored first.
Right.
So.
Right. But it wasn't like we were. Dominance would be like 4-0, whereas we had to come from behind just to get there, so.
Didn't lose a game.
Definitely not.
The whole tournament?
Nope.
Okay, I believe that would be called dominance.
Two different
sort
kinds
of like
dominance.
The Dream Team. Yeah, dominance.
Yeah.
If you don't lose.
Well, the Dream Team dominant. Didn't really have to come from behind so much, so. The
beach volleyball also.
Oh, yeah.
U.S. dominance.
Oh, yeah.
Women's
that
side.
That was amazing. And like, how did Walsh and
May?
Yeah, Walsh and May. How did they get seeded third? They're the best volleyballers that anyone has ever seen in their
life. The Brazilians are actually have been technically better because Walsh and
haven't
May
been
have
playing.
Been not playing
okay.
for like a year.
I didn't do my research, of course, but I was just like, I kept seeing them as a 3 seed, and I was like, how? But the other Americans who came in as a 14 were right there with them blow for blow, so.
And came and got silver medal against Walsh and May.
There was no doubt
was
just
like,
going
wow,
into that match.
The final match was hilarious because I was rooting for USA, but if USA lost, oh well, USA wins.
Yep. and the announcer, oh, USA wins the gold! Oh, no kidding, huh?
And USA also wins the silver.
Right. The announcers for the Olympics were terrible.
NBC was terrible.
Okay, that was the other thing I wanted to touch on. I didn't get the whole big deal about tape delay because I didn't realize what was going on until like day 4. And I got to work and it was 3 o'clock. And so I'm watching water polo, right?
Yeah.
Little did I know that it wasn't live.
No, of course.
Live was the gymnastics tournament.
Yeah.
I did not realize that. What the hell?
Yeah. NBC's.
Why couldn't they just live and do reruns?
It would be
the exact same thing.
Because they probably need to edit out everything that was not in America's favor to make it look okay.
That's another thing I hate about the Olympics. And then I say the same thing about golf. I'm like, I don't only want to see the leaders in golf, you know? I mean, nobody watches golf. Nobody gives a damn that I'm saying
honestly,
this.
Honestly, in the Olympics, I want to see those people like the Saudi Arabian female runner that came in last place.
Yeah.
But first female from Saudi Arabia?
Ever.
To run?
For anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now it's got death threats for
oh,
her.
Oh, no surprise there.
Because she was not dressed properly.
It's bullshit.
Yeah. Just horrible thing.
That was another great story, and all the girls were all over her, and that was a great story. And
I mean, just stories of...
There was also a female judo girl from... Did you see that one?
It was the American female judo that won the gold medal.
But no, there was a female judo from some country who had never had a female athlete. It was something similar to the Saudi Arabia story.
Did you hear about the American female judo that won the gold medal in the 73 kilos?
No.
She's from Ohio.
Yeah?
Like Massillon, Ohio or something like that.
Really?
I don't remember.
Huh.
But while she was growing up, her judo master sexually molested her from the ages of like 10 to 14.
Eesh.
And her family moved her out to Massachusetts to the best judo teachers and the best judo teachers in America. Are in Massachusetts somewhere, which I'm not surprised, honestly, because Irish, Italian,
I guess,
fighting guys are going to be out there kicking ass. And it's the father and son, and the son, I think, got a bronze medal and was like the first American ever medal in judo. So, so they brought her confidence back, and she's now a
gold medalist,
In 73 kilo judo, which will eventually turn herself into an MMA star.
Oh yeah. I was disappointed. Every year there's weightlifting, and to be a weightlifter you gotta be big, man, woman, whatever. Why? I'm just disappointed that we're at a place in society where people are making fun of these female bodybuilders and stuff. Like, why do we need to do that? Why? And my example...
Make ourselves feel better about our horrible looks?
I guess. And my example that I talked about it during the week on Facebook about Holly Mangold. And Holly Mangold's a big girl, okay? She was the biggest girl at the Olympics.
Yeah.
She was like 350 pounds. Her brother, Nick Mangold, is the center for the Jets. He's a good 300 pounds, too. They're similar sizes.
Yeah.
That's the size you need to be that kind of weightlifter.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not like she's sitting on a couch eating Doritos every day and dipping her...
She'll crush you with her thighs.
Right! She will... And she'll probably outrun these people who are criticizing her, too, all 350 pounds of her. And it's not like she doesn't even look like a man. She is a good-looking girl. I mean...
People were criticizing Gabby as well.
For being too small?
No, her hair was frog.
You're
not
kidding me.
Hair, blah, blah, blah.
Why are we at this point in civilization?
If you're going to represent the black folk,
oh,
you
my
need to
God.
Get your hair done.
I'm sure Oprah Winfrey had plenty to say about how great Gabby was, but not any of the white girls.
No, it was,
doing this on yourself.
Actually, it was a lot of Twitter about it, and it was a lot of black ladies, older ladies,
talking about how
her hair wasn't proper.
You know who's keeping racism alive in America? The people who are playing the race card.
No, everyone.
I just don't understand why we're still at a place in society where this goes on. Why do we have to make fun of people for being big or for being, you know, why do we have to really drag people down? And for one thing, I wouldn't make fun of Holly Mangold. I wouldn't make fun of Holly Mangold for nothing.
It's not
she would come down here and kick my ass through the wall.
If you don't look normal, which whatever normal is at that time,
and
you are getting made fun of.
Yep.
You're too scrawny. You're too fat.
You and me both
tall,
know. We ain't never
short.
Looked normal in our lives, so.
Yeah, I looked kind of normal, except I was four eyes, but.
Right. I've never been normal. I have red hair,
happen.
So I'll never look normal.
That's just what'll happen. It's the Olympics, and.
It's a major stage.
And so people. And you. It's easy to make fun of people from the anonymity of your television,
from your Twitter,
from your Twitter account,
from your 4chan, from your
it's so easy to do than to do it
face-to-face.
No one ever does it face-to-face.
I would love for someone to make fun of... And that's what I said. I said I would love for someone to make fun of Holly Mangold to her face.
I'd love for someone to make fun of any of those water polo females that you
anybody in the Olympics is gonna kick anybody's ass.
Maybe not badminton.
You gotta have strong arms and legs to play badminton.
Serena Williams will destroy people.
Serena Williams will crush you with those thighs.
With that crip walk that she did after winning the gold medal.
Hey, speaking of tennis, gold medal men's tennis winner, Andy Murray.
Good for Britain.
Andy Murray, who can't do shit in Wimbledon, comes out and wins a gold medal.
In Wimbledon.
I know. I was like, when I saw that he was in the gold medal match, I was like, okay, another gold for Federer. Because, you know, Djokovic. No, Nadal wasn't there.
Yeah.
Nadal was resting. But I was like...
And he's still resting. Because he's not going to be an American U.S. Cup.
Right. But it was like... big props to Andy Murray. Surprised the hell out of, I'd say, probably everybody.
And I think he also won mixed doubles.
Did they?
Medal, too, yeah.
Good for Britain. Maybe he'll show up for Wimbledon next year.
By the way, do you not see that Federer looks like Quentin Tarantino?
Skin's a little too light.
Okay, but like if he was tanned, like it's totally Quentin Tarantino. Like if he started speaking about
Federer has that big old goofy mop of hair. He has more hair than Tarantino, but I can see
like
kinda.
He's his older brother or something.
Yeah, I can see them being like loosely related.
I was trying to explain that to my
except for that Federer is Swiss.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to explain it to my sister, and she was like, "Doesn't look at all the same." And I'm like,
"The thing
yeah,
that cracks me up is I was talking to somebody, and they were like, "Oh, Federer, that he's so good, America." And I was like, he's not American.
Yeah, not at all.
Have you ever listened to him talk? He's definitely not American.
That's why in that Razor commercial, he doesn't speak.
Right, because Tiger Woods and Derek Jeter. Well, it's not Woods anymore. Jeter and
Woods kind of lost that.
Andre 3000. They got Andre 3000 now for those commercials, which is great because he's got a great voice. You know, no argument there. But
speaker box.
Right. Oh, anything they did, dude. We'll talk about it some other time. But how are we looking?
It's good time.
All right. So that's the Olympics. Most impressive thing in the Olympics for you?
Honestly, it's Phelps.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
Got to go with you there. That and Usain Bolt. Those are my two.
I mean, as much as Usain Bolt's amazing, that's 30 seconds of my life that I could take back and forget about?
Maybe. I don't know. The fact that when I was growing up, the world record was... Well, when you were growing up, the world record was 10 seconds.
I think it was
now
still under 9.
Well, 9.92.
I think it was 9.8.
When Donovan Bailey did it, it was like 989. Well, when Ben Johnson did it, it was like 982.
Yeah.
And it was like, no, you're on drugs.
Yeah.
Like, you did drugs before the race, you idiot. Like
him and Carl Lewis are the only two that have ever matched Usain
Bolt. Oh, yeah.
And Usain Bolt and Carl Lewis are the only two that have ever gone back-to-back Olympics winning gold medal.
That's, well, in both races.
Carl Lewis didn't do it in both, but he only did it in the 100.
Well, Donovan Bailey did it back-to-back when he did the 100s.
I don't think he did.
Yes, he did.
Back-to-back.
You can look it up if you don't believe me.
He
definitely did.
Usain Bolt's the only one to ever do it.
He's the only one to ever do both.
Yeah. That's what
Donovan Bailey just did the one.
So, Carl Lewis also did the one as well.
Carl Lewis is an impressive athlete, though.
Yeah.
Oh, and the other thing, the decathlon. Two Americans, one and two. And the one guy, it wasn't even close. He just, Austin, whatever his name was. I feel bad for not knowing it, but that's a phenomenal athletic showing.
The decathlon, actually, I think another great thing was all the decathletes coming together to take the picture with all their flags up to show. And then I saw another, it was like a Korean boxer. He lifted a... flag up, but it had all the flags of the Olympics.
Oh, yeah?
And in the middle it said, "We are all one."
That's true. That's what the Olympics all about.
Yep.
That gave me a tingle. That was good.
So.
All right. Well, my name is Jesse.
And this is Ed.
Find us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/TheBattlingJestersNetwork. Find us on Podomatic. Find us on iTunes.
And if you want, email us at battlingjesters@gmail.com.
If you have any feedback, please leave it. We look forward to talking to you guys on Facebook and wherever you may be.
All right. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Dreams. Oh, come back anytime. Bring your friends.